All right, switch, Drew. Come on.
Oh, man. What are you guys doing in the freezer?
Well, we're going to Green Bay. We got to get ready. Duh.
It's going to be like 40 degrees. Come on. You're going to get pneumonia.
First question comes from many of you who are very, very frustrated. Many of the Texans employees, players, coaches, personnel staff, they're frustrated as well. But the question is about Brock Osweiler and the quarterback position. And Bill O'Brien and Brock Osweiler have said, got to play better and got to improve accuracy. Keep in mind what he was able to do against Oakland. He had one of his best games of the year, didn't come out on top, but threw the ball better. Be a little bit patient. The Texans are still in first place, still a game up on the Colts, so let's see how it goes. I know that's not the answer many of you want, but that's the answer you're getting. Mike Ledesma, dear Drew, why don't we see Braxton Miller playing the Wildcat more often? I think he might, Mike. I think that might be something that pops up as the season progresses, as we get into the final month of the year. So far, I think it's just because he's been trying to figure out the wide receiver position more than anything else, and you want to see what you have with your own quarterback in Brock Osweiler. But just give it time. I could see a little bit more trickeration in that regard coming up. Steve Hicks, dear Drew, what will the weather be like in Green Bay this Sunday? Well, Steve, I'm going to pick up my iPhone here, and I'm going to enter my password, go to the weather app on my iPhone, go to Green Bay, not Honolulu, not Jacksonville. Sunday, there's a snowflake. It says high of 39, low of 27. So, it's going to be chilly bones. Daryl Andrews, dear Drew, I saw what the Texans are capable of with Oakland, KC, and Detroit. We all did. How do they turn that into four consecutive quarters of football? Man, that's a magic question. They lost at Oakland, beat those other two teams, and they still, in all three of those games, didn't play four great quarters of football. They turned the ball over in each of those contests. That's got to be object number one. Not turn it over and get some turnovers. Get some takeaways because it makes things so much better for this team. I think if they can do that, you play clean and get some advantageous stuff happen on your side, you have a chance to do magnificent, magnificent work and you win ball games. So turnovers, that's my short answer. Our dear friend Shannon Robinson Malone says, dear Drew, which player on the team do you think is going to complain the most about the cold in Green Bay? You know, I don't know. I haven't heard too many players complaining about the cold because it's not going to be awful. It's not like going to be sub-freezing. And really, when I think of the Texans, I don't think of too many complainers on this team. I'm not going to complain. There might be some people up in the press box that complain, that work for this team. And I'm not going to name names. I wouldn't do that. But, you know. Hannah Cordova, dear Drew, meow, meow. Wolf. Chris McLeod, it seems that we are slow playing each play a lot, and when we pick up the tempo, we do better. Do you think we should pick up the pace? Chris, that's a good point. There might be some validity to that. I think at times this year when you've seen the Texans go with that quick huddle, no huddle, two-minute offense, they've been successful. You might see some of that on the road this weekend in Green Bay. So, yeah, that's a definite possibility, Chris. I like that question. And because of that, because of my like for your question, you get the scratch-off. So email us, say, hey, I'm Chris McLeod. I had a great question. Drew liked it. And we'll send you some money to scratch off there. So good? All right. Going to the frozen tundra. It's going to be fun. Texans coming back with a win. Take it to the bank. Number 7, okay?